We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield, this is Roy Williams Live, brought to you by your Carolina Ford dealers. When you go all out, drive an SUV that's all in. See your Carolina Ford dealer today. Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, proud supporter of Carolina athletics. Wells Fargo, established 1852, reestablished 2018. Live from top of the hill, this is Roy Williams Live. Here is your host, the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel.
Welcome inside Top of the Hill Restaurant, our first edition of the calendar year of 2019 of Roy Williams Live. Going to be here the next hour talking Tar Heel basketball. Excited to do it with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Heels, Roy Williams. And we, of course, want you to be a part of the show. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. That's the phone number. Casey's back in the studio. He'll take your call, get your question to us here at the restaurant. We have a bunch of questions that we have built up as well for Coach. And you can also reach out via social media. Shoot me a tweet right there at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end. And I'll get those during the show. We'll tackle some of those as well. Of course, our first show in a while. Coach said he could get used to this kind of schedule, just once a show every 3 or 4 weeks. Been off
and for, after a win.
And after a win. Yeah. That's right. Back after the holiday break and 4 games since our last show. We'll talk about some of the other ones coming up in a bit, but let's focus on Carolina winning its ACC opener on Saturday in pretty convincing fashion. 85-60 over Pittsburgh. It was, by the way, the fifth largest ACC road win in Coach Williams' tenure here at Carolina. And, Coach, always nice to start league play with a win, and particularly a road win on top of that.
Well, it's always a win is good anywhere, but in the ACC it's difficult to win on the road. We've been very fortunate. We've played pretty well on the road many years, and we need to do it again this year. We've got another one tomorrow night, I think it's tomorrow night, and yep. I can't remember who we play, but I think it's somebody close. We'll figure it out. We'll hope the bus driver will take us to the right location.
Well, that was a question on this weekend with the bus driver. But
Yeah, it was. Let's not go there. God almighty.
Had a couple adventures travel-wise for the Tar Heels this weekend. But
it wasn't the smoothest trip.
No.
If you like to go someplace the right way.
If you want to take the scenic view, you can do that. On the court, Coach, Carolina held the Panthers without a field goal for the definitive stretch of the game. It was more than 12 minutes in the first half that Pitt went without a field goal. You guys opened up a 20-plus point lead at that point. They missed 15 straight shots. You forced 7 turnovers in that span. What did you like about what happened defensively during that stretch?
Well, some of it, we did some good things. I know one time they drove the Johnson kid, drove the baseline and lays it up because senior Luke May didn't get across the lane. And 3 or 4 minutes later, the same kid drove the baseline, And Nasir got all the way across the lane, and Kobe cut him off. It's probably, if you noticed it, it's probably the first time in both of them's lives they ever got excited about a defensive play. You know, they cut him off, and the kid stepped on the line. They all got excited and jumped around. So it was we did some good things, but let's be honest, sometimes they just miss shots too. And those things happen, but you'd like for your defense to cause them to miss instead of just praying that it doesn't go in.
Your team played more zone in that game than it has at any other time this season. You said earlier today, you had a press conference earlier today, primarily due to foul trouble, the reason why you went to that zone. But did you like how it executed?
Well, you know, we've been working on it just because we feel like that it might be something we need at a certain time. And so I went to it primarily because of foul trouble and because we couldn't guard them. They kept driving to the basket and getting good shots. And so we tried it for a while, and I think it helped us a little bit, and it gives us a little more incentive when we are working on it in practice. And by the way, think of this morning, okay, I had the ACC conference call at noon. And then this afternoon I had ACC my media day at 1:15. And then I'm here with your rear end tonight. I've got the trifecta today.
It's just gotten better, though, as the day's gone along.
I see Coach Brown sitting back there. Just think, you got to mess with guys like you. Coach will get tired of them, boy. But I did see your press conference where they were questioning you. I like that. You can do well, but in front of the microphone and behind it, Coach. It's glad to have you here, too. Thank you.
Coach, on Saturday, 15 turnovers you forced, 20 points off those 15 turnovers. Felt like a big part of you guys winning that ball game.
Well, they have some turnover problems. They got three freshmen that play a great deal for them. They play at a very fast pace, which is going to make you turn it over a little bit more. And I was pleased our last two games, I think we've had 11 and 11.
Correct.
And I can live with that because we get have a lot of possessions. But, you know, against Gonzaga, as you know, we had 23. We can't live with those. Usually you don't win when you have those number of turnovers. And just the silly turnovers is what's been bothering us. But to get some turnovers from them, to take them down and turn them into points, was part of the plan that we had hoped would happen.
Coach Cam Johnson played well in his return to Pittsburgh. I'm sure it was an emotional return for him, but had 15 points. Season high in rebounds with 9, 4 assists, no turnovers. Yeah. Very nice game for Cam.
Well, it was. And, you know, they started booing him every time he touched the ball, and he makes his first three, and that's a way to shut him up. They stopped booing him. I would say kept booing him. He didn't make any more after that. But Cam, I think, handled it really, really well. He didn't get too fired up about it. We talked together in front of the team for 30 seconds, and then he and I together, just the two of us, for about 30, 45 seconds, but didn't make a big deal out of it. And, as I said in the press conference, the people that knew him respected what he did while he was there. He was a great student, a great ambassador, a great player for them, did some good things for them, and he didn't leave for bad reasons, you know. And so I think that they treated him well, basically. I mean, again, the crowd that didn't know him, they started out that. But as I say, he made his first three threes, and then he missed his next three. And I started to go up and crowd and pay him just keep booing him.
Coach, want to mention two other individuals before we take a break, come back, do some more stuff. Garrison Brooks, I thought, really gave you a good 28 minutes at 9 points, 8 boards, career-high 5 assists. 2 blocks, 2 steals, no turnovers. Very effective game for Garrison, it felt like.
Well, it was. He's a stat sheet stuffer is what he was that game, and I like the zero turnovers because our big guys need to stop turning it over as much as well. We've got like 5 guys, the assist-error ratio is not really good, and we have 4 guys that theirs is pretty good, but we've got to get everybody taking care of the ball. And he missed a couple of close ones, and he has a right to do that every now and then, and he takes that right more than I like for him to. I think it was a good game for Garrison, and he was impressive defensively. And then today, I mean, State causes you some problems with the way they run their offense and the screens on the ball with the big guy. And Garrison was sensational today in practice defensively, and I told him so, and hopefully he'll be even better tomorrow night.
I thought it was interesting in the postgame on Saturday when talking about Garrison, you were very definitive. You said he has a role on this team. He plays a specific role on this team, and I could tell you were happy with how he filled that the other day.
Yeah, rebound the ball, make shots around the basket, defend, play as hard as you can possibly play. Don't screw it up.
Yeah.
And he does all those pretty well.
One other individual coming off the bench, Brandon Robinson. His numbers weren't necessarily huge, Coach, but very active in 15 minutes, had 5 points, couple rebounds, just seemed to get his hands on a lot of basketballs during the game.
Yeah, and he was one of the guys that qualified for the defensive award. I think Luke was the winner.
Yes.
But B-Rob was one of those guys that did qualify, and in the Kentucky game, we had nobody to qualify. So B-Rob was one of those guys that did. Now, I think he did some good things for us.
It was the fifth time in the last 7 years that Carolina opened ACC play on the road and got a nice win in that one. Of course, as Coach alluded to, they'll be on the road tomorrow night. We'll talk about that matchup a little bit later in the show. Right now, we're going to take a break, come back, talk a little bit more about what the Heels did during that holiday break, some of the games during that stretch, and we're going to start taking your questions soon. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335, or shoot me a tweet at JonesAngel, Angel 2Ls at the end. Man, it's great to be back with you. Top of the Hill Restaurant, the latest edition of Roy Williams Live from Learfield.
This is Jones Angel, voice of the Tar Heels. As a parent, I know nothing is more important than the safety of our children. More than 22% of all teen-involved crashes last year in North Carolina were the result of distracted driving. Help protect our teenage drivers by ensuring they practice safe driving habits and avoid distracted driving. Always encourage your teens to put down the phone while driving and lead by example. Show them it's not safe to call or text while driving. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at TrustedChoice.com.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You. UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on March 9th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, simply text HEELS to 34-34-34 between now and February 28th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center. Cruisers, good to go.
My name is Sammy Culbertson. I'm the owner of the Chick-fil-A inside University Place in Chapel Hill, formerly known as University Mall. Our team would love to invite you and your family to come try our new addictive frosted coffee or frosted lemonade, which is a smooth blend of our signature ice cream and our fresh squeezed lemonade. They are delicious. So come see us just off 15501 on Estes Drive, only 2 miles from UNC. Our Chick-fil-A restaurant is a proud sponsor of the Tar Heels.
Top of the Hill Restaurant downtown at Chapel Hill. Thanks for being here. It is Monday, January the 7th, and the latest edition of Roy Williams Live. Reminder, tickets still available for a couple ACC games. Been some really great crowds in the Smith Center here these last few games. Let's keep it rolling through conference action. Go to GoHeels.com. You can purchase your tickets. At least a couple days ago, there were still tickets for State, Virginia, Syracuse. Those are huge games in the ACC. Go to GoHeels.com. Let's pack the Smith Center for some great atmospheres as we move through conference play. Coach, wanted to focus on, as we mentioned, just hadn't been here the last couple of weeks with the holidays. The last couple of Mondays were Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, and your team's done a lot in that time period. Wanted to just talk a little bit about the last couple of weeks before we start getting some questions from Tar Heel fans. What's been the focus for you and your team as you have had a little more practice time than usual here over the last few weeks? Where's your focus been, and have you been pleased with the improvement during that stretch?
Well, I can tell you what the focus has been, and I haven't been very pleased about it, so I shouldn't say that we've been working on it kind of thing, but we've got to get better defensively. We've bought in a little bit better and a little bit better. I was trying to remember, I guess it was the day before the Pittsburgh game. We came down, the blue team brought it down, and everybody was talking and moving on defense, and it was really good. And we get a turnover and go down and score and come back, and they're even more enthused. And it was strange. I didn't say a word. And everybody was talking and flying around, and we got another turnover. And Hubert standing on the sideline probably about 20 feet from me, and I looked at Hubert, and Hubert gives this shrug to himself. He didn't know. And it's like, where has that been?
Right.
And, you know, and it, I usually would say some things like that a little more colorful, but I knew that Hubert didn't. But so I stopped playing. I said, what do you think Coach Davis meant by this? You know, and everybody agreed and everybody understood it. And I said, well, then where is that? Mm-hmm. And the thought for the day that day was why? Why are we still talking about the same blessed things? Why are we still talking about boxing out? Why are we still talking about sprinting back? Why are we still talking about talking on defensive end? And that day, we were really good. And I said, okay, I thought, you know, after the way we played, maybe I've over-evaluated our team, you know, because saying how good we can be. But you play like that, and you show me that we can be really good. And but, you know, it came and went in the, during the course of the Pittsburgh game. And today at practice, same kind of thing. We'd have some really good possessions and some not. So the defensive end of the floor still got to be a big thing. The turnover situation has just been something that's really hurt us. And we're probably worse statistically with the turnovers than any team that I've had here. And then the third thing, everybody says, well, you're a really good rebounding team, and I think we stink. Mm-hmm. You know, we're second or third in the nation in rebound margin, but that's just, you know, we're more gifted than other people at times and been bigger. And we're not bigger than a lot of people, but so I still want those three things. Stop turning the stupid thing over, rebound the basketball, and guard somebody. You know, and I always tell them that, you know, don't guard people like you like to be guarded. Mm-hmm. And that was really something. And one day in practice, the blue team was really moving it around. And I said, isn't that hard to guard? And all the stars said, yeah. And I said, well, same thing. When I say don't guard people like you like to be guarded, when you're on offense, if the faster you move and the more aggressive you are with your movement, if that makes you feel uncomfortable defense, well, why don't you try doing that to the other team? And we've got a great group of kids, and we haven't gotten it yet, but that's the reason I show up at practice every day and scream and rant and rave, and you know, the blood vessels bulge out of the head and all those kind of stuff. So, but those are the three biggest areas, and I really think we're going to be a really good shooting team, and we haven't shot it well all year, so maybe that's to come later on.
Just a couple of stats to back up some stuff Coach was talking about. The three opponents since the Kentucky game, that's Davidson, Harvard, Pitt, they've only shot 33% from the field. They're, as far as points per possession, way down. So Carolina, at least statistically, having some better results defensively here over the last couple of weeks. And the Heels are first in the ACC, second in the nation in rebounding margin. But as you heard Coach say, he is not exactly pleased with that area at this moment.
I'm not nearly as pleased. It's sort of like you getting that statement out right there. You sort of struggled.
I fumbled my way through it, but we got to the end of it.
That's the way we're playing defense. We sort of fumble along.
Halfway good, halfway bad. Feels like your three freshmen, Coach, have all taken some steps here as of late, giving you some good minutes. Kobe had a great game against Pittsburgh. Leakey, Nasir giving you some good stuff off the bench. Do you feel that way as well?
Yeah, I think, you know, little aches and pains they're all three going through right now, which is hard for freshmen because they've always just been so physically superior to everybody else, and they don't hurt when they're beating everybody. And I think it's something that they're fighting their way through that. Kobe's probably progressed a little bit quicker than the other two, and yet Leakey, I think, is going to be really good, and I think Nasir has a chance to be outstanding. And as you say, they are getting a little bit better each week.
Speaking of aches and pains, you've been without Sterling Manley the last couple of games. You said earlier today he would not be available tomorrow against NC State. How is Sterling doing?
He's really doing well because he's not doing anything. He sort of stands
easy,
around,
right?
And walks around, you know. Yesterday, I wanted to get mad at him just for the heck out of it. So we sent him into Jonas, and Jonas worked him to death in the weight room. So that was a good day for him. But, no, his knee's still bothering him, and we're trying to find the right remedies and the right way to get him through this spell. And right now we haven't found it, and he's not ready to come back.
Really, it's just kind of a day-to-day thing with him, right?
Yeah.
Now, right?
Well, I don't know. I'm not the doctors. When they tell me he's ready to play, I'll say yes. But he hasn't practiced or played, I guess, in – eight days, I guess. So we're trying to give him some rest, and I don't know how long that's going to last. We'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Let's take a timeout, come back. Let's get to some questions from you for Coach. You can get them in, 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. We already have a bunch built up from throughout the day as well. You can also send it via Twitter right to me, at Jones Angel, Angel 2 L's at the end. We'll start getting to your questions for Coach Williams after this from Learfield.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Continental Tire's Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks, and will get you to the game or anywhere else you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass, while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride. This tire strikes the perfect balance between off-road traction and on-road manners. Visit ContinentalTire.com for more details. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You, UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Back at Top of the Hill Restaurant, it's the latest edition of Roy Williams Live. Appreciate you being with us here on a Monday night early in January. Great crowd here at Top of the Hill tonight. Coach alluded to this a little bit earlier, but big hello to Mac Brown, his wife Sally. Coach Brown and Sally here with us tonight. Thank you guys so much for being here. Right over there, Coach of mine, right? He's sitting with Bubba Cunningham, Rick Steinbacher, and some others tonight. Looking forward to working with Coach Brown here in the upcoming season. And football players, basketball players, all these athletes on campus in Chapel Hill are a big reason why they're able to do it. The Rams Club. We invite you to join the Rams Club today as well at ramsclub.com. You can provide student-athlete scholarships, state-of-the-art facilities, critical program support as well. Again, you can do it for as little as $100 a year. Really encourage you to join the Rams Club today. Again, that website to learn more is ramsclub.com. Quick check of the polls. Carolina up to number 12 in the AP and the coaches poll this week. And those polls tell you that, man, the ACC is tough. Duke is number one. Virginia is number four. Virginia Tech at number nine. Florida State at number 13. NC State, tomorrow's opponent, number 15. Louisville receiving votes as well. Carolina has also already played the number two team in the country, Michigan, the number five team in the country, Gonzaga, the number 18 team in the country in Kentucky, Texas receiving votes as well. So it is a jam-packed rankings as far as ACC teams and opponents that the Tar Heels have seen already this year. Of course, Coach, talking about Mac Brown, big football game tonight, Clemson and Alabama going at it out in the Bay Area. Third time in 4 years they have met for the title, met the semifinal the other year that they didn't meet for the championship. What are your thoughts on big football game tonight?
All right, let's have a show of hands. How many of you think Clemson's going to win the game tonight? That's more. That's probably 35-40%. That's pretty good. How many of you think Alabama's going to win? I just think they're really something. And I like both coaches. I've gotten to know both of them, probably Dabo a little longer, but the last 4 or 5 years, gotten to know Nick, and I really like both coaches. You know, you always have to pull for the ACC. You don't have to. Most time I don't. But I'll be pulling for them tonight, but I do like Nick and Dabo both. But it'll be a heck of a game. And while we're talking about some of you folks, it's almost all of your old-timers in here, but if you do want pictures at the end, we wait until the very end. Let's do it the next last couple of breaks, because at the end game, where's Big Wayne? My boy right here is getting me out of here. I'm going to go home and watch the daggum football game. So when I'm finished, I'll wave at you, but don't stop me, because I want to see that. I've got a half of Auburn, North Carolina State left to watch during the timeouts, but I want to watch that football game. But I think it'll be a great game. And, you know, there's all this going on about, is it good for college football? It's bad. You know, I think it's killed the bowl games.
Yeah.
I did not watch one play of a single bowl game, I don't think. And yet, man, I've watched every bit of these two semifinals, and I'm going to watch the whole game tonight. And usually I make my team pick, and if they pick the wrong team, they have to run. And but I didn't do that to them today. I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to turn over a new leaf.
Let's get to some questions. You ready, Coach?
Show's deteriorating already.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to try and save it here. All right.
My press conference today, that was awful.
Let's get to some questions for Coach. This one came via Twitter. Our friend Graham sent this one in. We talked about Leaky Black a little bit earlier. Coach Graham was wondering just what you've seen here halfway through his freshman season out of Leaky, and kind of your vision for Leaky moving forward with Carolina basketball.
You know, he's having some patella tendonitis. It's really been bothering him quite a bit, and he's tougher and fighting through that, but he's a legitimate 6'8". He can legitimately play the point guard. He has long arms. He's going to be a big-time physical specimen before it's over with. And his shot is going in a lot more. He's working on it every day. He's getting better and better. And I think Leaky's going to be a fantastic Tar Heel before it's over with. And he's going to help us a great deal, and already has this year. But before his career is over with, people are going to say Leaky, and everybody's going to know who the crap they're talking about.
That's a short list, honestly, yeah, with that name.
That's right.
Coming off the holidays, Coach Liz Hyde with the incredibly important question of what your favorite Christmas present that you received this year was.
Oh, mine's easy. Kimmy and Kurt gave us this little, I don't know, what do they call those things? Anyway, it's a little screen about like this, and it shows pictures over and over of Casey.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know what it is, but I like it. I got up in the middle of the night the other night, couldn't sleep, sat there and watched it go through it about 5 or 6 times. So being with the grandkids, and I could sell something, because little Kaysen dressed up like an elf. And Wanda tried to find an elf suit for herself and and couldn't find it. So she got a bigger one. And so Christmas Day, Kaysen and Leroy were both elves.
Really?
So, yeah.
So is there photographic evidence of
it? Yes, but nobody will ever see it. But there are photographs. My staff has seen it. They got a big kick out of it, but it's good.
Coach, this came from a young Tar Heel fan. Sam Hazeltine sent this one in. He said he's a huge fan of your team and wants to know if the Tar Heels are going to go to the Final Four this season.
You know, I mean, how old is he?
He didn't say, but okay. Just a grade school Tar Heel fan.
Okay, I'm going. You know, but it's a lot more fun if my team goes with me. That's the biggest deal. I really have a lot more fun then. But I go every year for a while, not very long if my team's not there. But I'm going to go, but it would be a lot more fun if the team. But we got to get those things we talked about. You can't get to the Final Four unless you're a good defensive team. I don't care who it is. I don't care how many points you score. If you can't guard somebody, Villanova last year really shot the Dickens out of the ball, but they really guarded you too. And every guy, every team that goes there and wins is really good defensively.
Isaac Adams sent this one in. And, Isaac, you're going to get a $25 gas gift card courtesy of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, because this is our Cruisers question of the night. Great-tasting fountain drinks, high-performance gasoline. I heard someone in the crowd just say that delicious chewy ice. You're right. You're good to go at Cruisers. This is the Cruisers question of the night. Isaac wants to know, Coach, when a player other than your point guard brings the ball up the court, does that limit your offense or secondary break options when someone other than your point guard brings it up?
No. The only thing that Luke, for example, Luke can put the ball on the floor, but when he's going up the court, you hear four coaches yelling, easy, easy, easy. You know, we'd rather get it to the point guard because it does give us all the options. But I still think if you go back, and some of the people in here are old enough to have seen the games when the Los Angeles Lakers had their Showtime, the great fast break. Mm-hmm. The best fast breaks are when Magic Johnson himself got the rebound and busted out on the break because he's already left two or three people behind him, and he's the best passer and has the best court vision. So we've always tried to give our perimeter players that freedom. I think Luke is the first four or five man that I've ever given that freedom of bringing it up to, and we're screaming easy at him a lot. But it does limit them if it's not your point guard. But it's easy if somebody's up ahead. Just pitch ahead.
Yeah.
We talk all the time. I even had to go back and give him a lesson. I don't know if it's physics or geology or what the crap it is. You know, but that ball goes by itself in the air faster than guys can dribble it. And we've had to explain that to them a few times. And it does limit you. But if one guy's good at it, Justin Jackson was pretty good at it, for example. He could really bust out on a break and good things would happen.
Coach, I have to think kind of in – just an example of what you're talking about. That play right before the halftime buzzer at Pitt where you pushed it up the floor. I think Leakey got the rebound to Cam, to Kobe for the finger roll right before the horn. I have to think that made you happy, at least for a moment during that game.
No, it was something that I really liked. I think Leakey got it in the corner, passed it to Cam. I think Cam had one dribble. It might have been two, but he just hit. And then Kobe lays it up. And I was mad at myself because the previous possession, I was trying to get them aware of what was going on. We wanted to go two for one with the clock and didn't do a very good job of it. But we got it back in 5 seconds and then laid it up on the other end. So that was a good play. I was very pleased with that one.
Good question, Isaac. It's our Cruisers question of the night. $25 gas gift card courtesy of Cruisers Convenient Marketplace coming your way soon. We'll be coming back your way soon as well. We're going to take a timeout, come back, and get more questions for the head coach of the Heels. After this, we are at Top of the Hill Restaurant and the January 7th edition of Roy Williams Live from Learfield.
What do customers think about Bojangles Cajun Filet Biscuit?
When I'm craving a chicken biscuit, I go to Bojangles. It's just a perfect combination.
The flavor of the Cajun Filet Biscuit is just like nothing else out there.
The ingredients are fresh. You can taste it. There's nothing like it. Come on, it's the Cajun Filet Biscuit. It's got that crisp on the outside, then you have that Cajun seasoning.
You can't get any better than this.
It's Bojangles. They know chicken.
For a limited time, get Bojangles Cajun Filet Biscuit combo with a fixin' and a drink for just $4.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Michael Kors, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, J. Crew, Pandora, Altered State, and Allen Edmonds. Plus restaurants such as the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. For a complete lineup of our stores and restaurants, visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Glenwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on March 9th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, simply text HEELS to 343434 between now and February 28th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center. Cruisers, good to go.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Hey, Harbon, have you tried Chick-fil-A's new frosted coffee?
Yeah, it's delicious.
It's great for study breaks or for a little pick-me-up during the day. Come try it at Chick-fil-A University Place.
Hold on. Isn't that where they have college night every Wednesday, 5 to 8 p.m.?
Yes, sir. Come buy a large fry and a large beverage.
And get a free original sandwich or an 8-count nugget for free.
Did you say free?
Yeah, I said it free.
Also, if you want to tailgate, we got you covered.
Swing by and order a large nugget tray today.
Don't forget your gallon of sweet tea.
Back at Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown at Chapel Hill, and the latest edition of Roy Williams Live. Thanks so much for being with us, however you are with us tonight. Maybe you're here with us in the restaurant. As we mentioned, great crowd here this evening. Maybe you're listening on your local Tar Heel Sports Network affiliate. Maybe you are watching on Facebook Live and you get to see Coach and me as we're going through the show. I'm sure that's extra exciting. Maybe you are listening to this at a later date, and I don't even know it yet, via the podcast on the Carolina Insider podcast feed. Maybe you're on TuneIn, maybe you're on Go Heels, wherever. We're glad you're here. Thanks so much for listening and hopefully learning a little bit about the Tar Heels with the head coach tonight. A couple of checks around Carolina athletics start out. Coach mentioned Justin Jackson in that last answer, and a big shout out to Justin. Had a career high 28 points for the Kings on Saturday night against Golden State. Had a great game shooting. 10 of 14 from the floor, 5 of 7 from 3, 3 of 3 at the free throw line.
I wish you'd have made some of those in the national championship game.
Yeah, that's right. Turned out all right, though. It worked out okay. Tar Heels in wrestling, number 15 in the nation. Their most recent action went 2-1 in the Cowboys shootout out in Laramie, Wyoming. Fell to Wyoming in a dual meet that came down to the final match and then defeated American and Army West Point. Women's basketball, tough start to conference play for the women. They're 0-2. That they played two nationally ranked opponents in Louisville and Florida State. Those two games decided by a total of 8 points. Tar Heels will travel to Syracuse on Sunday for their next action before hosting Wake Forest on Thursday, January 17th. Football side of things, Carolina hired its new strength and conditioning coach, Brian Hess. He joins Carolina after filling that same role at Army West Point. Coach Hess has worked with both of Carolina's new coordinators, Phil Longo and Jay Bateman, at previous stops. Two more notes. Baseball, first pitch dinner coming up on February 9th. Always a fun event, same day as Carolina plays Miami in basketball that day. 5 o'clock MVP reception, then dinner at 6:30. Program, a live auction as well. They're going to honor the, gosh, how'd it get to be this long, 30-year anniversary of the 1989 College World Series team and the 10-year anniversary. That also seems like it wasn't that long ago, the 2009 College World Series team. Couple of Tar Heels in the NFL playoffs. It's the yin and yang, right? You're happy for Mac Hollins and Gunnar Brewer with the Eagles, but, man, you feel for Mitch Trubisky and the Chicago Bears falling at home when that missed field goal at the very end in the game last night. Also, Eric Ebron caught a touchdown for the Colts as they advanced past the Texans in the NFL playoffs. Did you see that field goal, Coach, the Eagles and the Bears?
Yes. In fact, I watched probably the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game. I hadn't seen any of it before that, but I watched that, and, you know, it was strange, too. Wanda got mad because the opposing coach called a timeout to freeze the guy. She said, that's not fair. You know, I'm not pulling for them. But I am glad that it came out because during the broadcast, one of them, I don't know who it was, said, and someone in the truck said the ball was tipped. Mm-hmm. And then nobody else said anything about it, and they're letting the poor kicker just suffer kind of thing. But I think it has come out today and seen some pictures and some still shots that it was partially blocked, which still the ball didn't go through the uprights, but it does give it where it's not just his right. fault kind of thing. But speaking of Justin Jackson, did you guys, any of you see the clip of him guarding Steph Curry? Anybody see that? He broke both ankles, broke knees, broke his butt. I mean, it was the worst looking thing. So Eric Coots gave Kenny Williams the ball, and Kenny sort of made a little crossover, and Eric pretended he was Justin Jackson, and Eric falls all over the floor. And you got to be tough around our crowd. I mean, right. You got to have some thick skin. So then Eric sent that to Joel Berry, Theo Pinson, and Justin to say that he was just replaying Justin. Justin got 28 and had a great game, but he's going to be remembered for how Steph broke both his ankles and knees. And, I mean, it was not a good look, but you got to be tough around our guys.
That's right. You got to be ready to handle some heat.
Yeah,
right?
You do.
Coach, wanted to mention we were talking about Coach Brown sitting over here to our right tonight. Also at that table, former Tar Heel All-ACC linebacker. He's joined us before during the football show. Rick Steinbacher, his wife Val, and I bring that up.
No. Go ahead.
Because their daughter, Kirsten, is one of your managers this year.
So Kirsten's parents are here. We don't give a crap for you guys. You're Kirsten's parents.
That's right. I'd just be interested. You always have such a group of hardworking young men and women who are helping you out on the manager side of things. What do you ask from those folks to help your program?
Well, I mean, they do an incredible job. I mean, they're the cream of the crop. The kids come in and say they want to be managers. We get them to work camp in the summer, which is dreadful. then they work on a JV team. We may have 20 managers. We have more managers than do players, but it's a year-long tryout. So if you survive and get to the varsity number one, you're really good. You're really dependable. You're hardworking. And it's a lot of time. I mean, it's an incredible amount of time put in, and the guys respect what they do. It's not, hey, go get me this or go get me that or anything. We've really got a good group. Drew Seagroves is the head manager, but we've got really six people, and four of them usually go on a trip unless it's really close. But it is nice to see Kirsten's pie. I forget their name, but I do realize they're her parents sitting over there, so that part's pretty good too.
Coach, let's get to some more questions here before we take another timeout. John Ike sent in two questions, one of which I can answer and one of which I'll ask you.
Okay.
The question, the first one, was about Cam Johnson and wanted to know why Cam has C. Johnson on the back of his jersey this year when he doesn't share that last name with anybody else. I figured out the answer to this because I didn't know if you would know this or not.
Okay.
So Cam had C. Johnson on the back of his jersey at Pittsburgh because his freshman year there was another player, Duran Johnson, on Pitt's team. Last year, Cam just said Johnson on the back of his jersey, so he went and requested that the C be added here for this season. He said it just made him feel better and felt right, and say the results have been pretty good with that C on the back.
When he had C Johnson on, he shot 42% from three-point line. He took the C off, and he shot 33 or something crazy. So I like it. You
know. That's right. Add as many Cs as we need.
Right. I like it.
John's other question, Coach, was he or she referred to the assist-error ratio often and wants to know when you mention error, are you simply talking about assist turnover ratio, or does something else go into what you consider an error in that?
It's a little bit of both. If you look at the stat sheet, it'll say assist and turnovers, and that's one way to look at it. But when we grade the tape, you guys have heard me say before, we grade every play offensively and defensively. If I come across as a guard and throw it in and Luke turns around and misses the layup, I did my job.
Mm-hmm.
So we give that person a full assist, even though on the stat sheet he doesn't get any. If I throw the ball inside and Luke throws it back out, we give that person, or give me, if I threw it in there, a half an assist. So ours is that you get a chance to make more assists. But at the same time, you know, if I make a stupid pass and they happen to touch it and we keep possession, I screwed it up. So we give that guy a turnover on that. So ours, I just say assist error ratio, because turnovers are strictly, you can look at it and see, well, you make a lot of errors and sometimes you don't suffer for it. And it gives us a truer indication. So the way we grade it, I like us to have three assists for every error. And every really good player, if you're going to play and be guard, a very good guard, you need to have a 2-to-1 assist-turnover ratio like you show up in the stat sheet.
Coach, this was an email question we received from Cherith, and Cherith wanted to know, what is some of advice you could give to a first-year coach on how to start building a team and a program?
College coach or high school coach?
Did not say in the question.
College coach, go recruit.
Go get some players.
That's pretty sensible. High school coach, I still think if anybody ever asked me about when you're starting to work with a young man or a young lady that wants to be a basketball player, you got to teach them how to shoot the basketball properly. If they can learn how to shoot the basketball properly, they're way ahead. It's like the ones of us in here that if you pick up golf at a late stage and you're playing golf for 10 or 15 years and then decide you want to go have some lessons, the lessons aren't going to hurt you because you can't change.
Right.
It's just who you are. But if you get young kids and teach them the right way to shoot, then you've really got to head up on everything else about the game. But athleticism is big too. But Hubie Brown, the first coaching clinic I ever went to, I was a student here at North Carolina, and Hubie Brown said something I've never forgotten. And Hubie was a great coach's coach. He said, a shooter is one who makes up for a multitude of sins. Mm-hmm. And Cam's one of those guys. You know, he's got some sins on that defensive end of the floor, but he keeps shooting it in for three and giving up two. I'm going to keep him in the game, you know, that kind of thing. But shooting the basketball is just so important. And, again, all that athleticism really helps you. But if you can shoot the ball, there's always going to be a place for you.
We'll get to some more questions soon. We're going to do our Alumni Hall giveaway, and we're going to preview the matchup with NC State coming up tomorrow night at 9 o'clock over in Raleigh. All of that still to do over the final 20 minutes of Roy Williams Live from Learfield.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You, UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
Continental Tires Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks, and will get you to the game or anywhere else you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass, while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride. This tire strikes the perfect balance between off-road traction and on-road manners. Visit ContinentalTire.com for more details. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
When you go all out, you want an SUV that's all in. That's why Ford engineered a powerful, innovative SUV lineup. Because when it comes to choosing your next SUV, loyalty isn't given, it's earned. That's why Ford is America's best-selling brand. For great offers on a powerful Ford Explorer, Adventurous Escape, or the all-new Ford EcoSport, visit buyfordnow.com or see your Carolina Ford dealer today. Best-selling brand claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
Winding down here on Roy Williams Live. About 15 minutes left on the show. Your newest place to pick up all your latest Carolina gear is Alumni Hall, located just down Franklin Street in the new Carolina Square. This week's Alumni Hall giveaway, because every week we give away an Alumni Hall item, we have the Southern Tide adjustable hat, which is right here on display for everybody here at Top
good
of the Hill.
Colors.
Yeah, that's
good
right.
Colors,
Carolina
colors.
Blue and white. And Coach is going to pick a ticket number out during the next break, and we'll be giving away our Southern Tide adjustable hat from Alumni Hall. So if you're joining us here at Top of the Hill, find those tickets. We'll be giving this away at the next commercial break. If you don't win, no big deal. You can come back and join us every week, number one, but you can also stop by Alumni Hall in person or shop online at alumnihall.com. Coach, question via Twitter came from Steven, wanted to know what, if anything, has surprised you so far a couple months into this season?
Oh, man. How frustrated I am. We're not defensively, not very good. I really can't think of anything. Clint Walton and I were walking today, and something said about Virginia, and I said that during the summer that I thought Virginia could be the best team they've ever had, and they're being sort of driven by the loss that they had last year. And what was our logo or statement or fact, whatever it was we did in Phoenix, what was that? Redemption.
Redemption. Yeah.
Maybe they're thinking about that too. I never even heard of that until we got to Phoenix. But there's this Duke's talents just off the charts. Virginia's play has just been great. Gonzaga didn't have a very good night against us, but I think they're a big-time team, and Michigan kicked our rear ends every way it could be kicked. And so there's a lot of really good teams. I think at the end of the season, they'll probably be a normal 12 to 16 that can win it, but there'll be three or four significant favorites to do that as well.
Coach, this question came in via Twitter. It was from at UNC is family. And this person, he or she, said that Jawad Williams, who writes a blog and does some different stuff while Jawad's not playing. I think Jawad's still in Japan, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so too.
Jawad wrote a blog about why he thinks Nasir Little is a good fit to play kind of that stretch four role in this era of basketball. And this person wanted to know if you agreed with that assessment of Nasir's role.
You know, and Jawad's a very intelligent person to begin with, and that's a position that he was able to play some. Mm-hmm. You know, we played him at the four, but he was such a good shooter that he had the ability to go out on the floor and make it, so we let him do that. And, again, Nasir is just a little bit better each and every day defensively because he has some ability that I cannot teach, and that he's worked extremely hard. God gave him a lot of gifts, but he's worked extremely hard to make it special, and I think he could do that as well. It's a little difficult because the three spot is different from the four spot, so it's asking a freshman to learn two different spots is a little more difficult too.
A little behind on time. We're going to take a timeout, come back. Coaches, if you're here with us in the restaurant, Coach is going to pick the winning ticket for Alumni Hall item. When we return, some more questions for Coach, and soon we're going to take a peek at NC State as well. All coming up on Roy Williams Live from Learfield.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You. UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Texting while driving takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. That's like driving the length of a football field with your eyes closed. And nearly 50% of teens and young adults admit to texting while driving. I'm joining Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents to urge you to put down the phones when driving. Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. No text is worth a life. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at TrustedChoice.com.
When you go all out, you want an SUV that's all in. That's why Ford engineered a powerful, innovative SUV lineup. Because when it comes to choosing your next SUV, loyalty isn't given, it's earned. That's why Ford is America's best-selling brand. For great offers on a powerful Ford Explorer, Adventurous Escape, or the all-new Ford EcoSport, visit buyfordnow.com or see your Carolina Ford dealer today. Best-selling brand claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
All right, getting a little low on time. Still have to take one more commercial break, so need to do a couple of things here as we wrap things up on the January 7th edition of Roy Williams Live. And just a quick reminder, I know often Coach gets picture requests. Normally we do that after the show is over. We've got one more commercial break. We're going to try to get any of those done during this next commercial, because when the show is over, Coach getting out of here, he's going to go, like we all are, going to go watch that Clemson-Alabama football game. So if you do want a picture, you're here in the restaurant, let's do it during this next commercial break. Also, if you are a podcast listener, Carolina Insider tomorrow coming out. Bobby Fraser is going to be our guest, member of the 2009 National Championship team. Got a chance to catch up with Bobby when the Tar Heels were up in Chicago. Had a lot of fun with that, so make sure you listen in. It's a great interview, well, not because of the people doing the interview, but because of the person answering the questions in Bobby Fraser. What? So Coach just pulled out a $20 bill that says has Bob Fraser written on it. What is that from, Coach?
He tried to challenge the old man, and he lost $20, and I made him sign it. So I will have it here. Me and Jared Hass took care of Bobby Fraser and Wes Miller, and it was so bad, it was just nice. So I'll never be broke, because I'll have $20, because I ain't using that $20. I'll have Bobby's, young Bobby's for a long time, but what a great kid and a big-time coach, too. He's doing a nice job with his high school team. They showed a picture of him the other night. His kid makes a dumb play at the end of the game, and Bobby just sort of collapses back over the table. It was hilarious.
Let's see if we can sneak in two questions, Coach, for this last break. Michael Norwood, former Tar Heel player, sent this one in via Twitter, wants to know if you like your new Titleist TS3 driver that you got late last year.
You know, I've hit it a few times, but when I got the driver, I'd finally started playing well, and I'd started beating Bobby Fraser and some other people with the other one. So I'm waiting until this spring to decide whether I'm going to play that one or the other one.
There you go.
Yeah, but it was the times I hit it pretty well.
Last one, Katie Gruner sent this one in and wants to know, in tense situations late in the game, how do you try to manage the huddle, encourage your players, keep them focused in some tight situations late in ballgames?
Well, hopefully we've done a good enough job in practice that you don't have to go there and say, oh, my gosh, we've got to do this. Brad Frederick brought up something today to our team in the scouting report. Last time we played at State, they went on a 19-0 run.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't call a timeout. And I asked them today, I said, do you remember what I said to you at the first TV timeout afterwards? And one of them said, yeah. You said, we got us in this mess, so you guys are supposed to get us out. And that's right. I said, hey, I didn't screw this up. Y'all did, so figure out a way to do it the other way, you know, that kind of thing. But we do a lot of things in practice to try to get them prepared so there are no surprises. I tell them all the time, I'll have a timeout, so don't worry about that. But if something weird happens that I have to use all of them, then you need to know how for me to just signal to you what you want to do. At Florida State, we had a timeout when Ty Lawson, Tyler Hansbrough, and that club, but Florida State didn't. We got the ball out of bounds with 4 seconds left on the far end, and I signaled what we wanted to play, and we didn't call a timeout and give them a chance to change their defense, and we scored and won the game. So hopefully our practices get ready for most of that, but most of the time I'm pretty calm. It's just, you know, let's do our job and see what happens.
Good question, Katie. Thank you. Let's take this last time out. A reminder, if you're here in the restaurant, want a picture, let's do it now. We're going to come back and preview NC State after this. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield.
What do customers think about Bojangles' Cajun Filet Biscuit?
When I'm craving a chicken biscuit, I go to Bojangles. It's just a perfect combination.
The flavor of the Cajun Filet Biscuit is just like nothing else out there.
The ingredients are fresh. You can taste it.
There's nothing like, come on, it's the Cajun Filet Biscuit. It's got that crisp on the outside, and then you have that Cajun seasoning.
You can't get any better than this.
It's Bojangles. They know chicken.
For a limited time, get Bojangles' Cajun Filet Biscuit combo with a fixin' and a drink for just $4.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Michael Kors, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, J. Crew, Pandora, Altered State, and Allen Edmonds. Plus restaurants such as the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. For a complete lineup of our stores and restaurants, visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Glenwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on March 9th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, simply text HEELS to 34-34-34 between now and February 28th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center. Cruisers, good to go.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
My name is Sammy Culberson. I'm the owner of the Chick-fil-A in Chapel Hill. As Tar Heel fans, our team would like to invite you to dine in with us before or after the next UNC athletic event. Chick-fil-A, located just off 15501 on Estes Drive inside the mall, is the perfect place to enjoy a great-tasting hand-breaded Chick-fil-A sandwich. Don't have time to dine in? Use our new Chick-fil-A One app to place a mobile order and skip the line. Or call ahead to order a Chick-fil-A nugget tray and a gallon of fresh-squeezed lemonade for your tailgating and party needs. Our Chick-fil-A restaurant is a proud sponsor of the Tar Heels.
All right, we only have about 90 seconds left on the show. Let's get right to it. Carolina on the road again. It's the eighth time in the first 15 games that Carolina's played somewhere other than the Smith Center. This time it's in Raleigh against NC State. And, Coach, just a really nice start to the season for the Wolfpack. They enter 13-1 overall, shoot the ball very well. They force a lot of turnovers. Will be a big challenge for your team tomorrow night.
Well, they're doing a lot of things that we usually take a lot of pride in. They're the fifth-best offensive rebounding team in the country, which we're usually up in the top two or three, and that's better than us. They're making you turn it over. They're shooting 52% from the floor as a team, and, you know, we're at like 48 or something, 47, something like that. They're going at a fast tempo both ways, offensively and defensively. They've got Torin Dorn, Markel Johnson, Braxton Beverly, who gave them experience from last year, and a lot of new guys, not very many freshmen. They're transfers and graduate transfers, but it's a really good basketball team.
Coach, can I get you to come back next week, not just next month? Can we do it again on a weekly basis?
I know. I think all of us would vote for how about a monthly show?
We appreciate you being here tonight. Look forward to tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Great crowd here this evening. For tonight, we say goodnight from Top of the Hill in the latest edition of Roy Williams Live.
Live from Top of the Hill, Roy Williams Live has been brought to you by your Carolina Ford dealers. Check out Ford's unstoppable lineup of SUVs at your Carolina Ford dealer. Proud partner of Carolina Athletics. Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, proud supporter of Carolina Athletics. Wells Fargo, established 1852, reestablished 2018. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Tar Heels Sports Network.